Tennessee historians are still tracking down casualties from World War I 100 years later. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports there's a movement to add names to the bronze plaques at Nashville's War Memorial Auditorium as part of the centennial commemoration.
The generally agreed upon figure is that 3,400 Tennesseans lost their lives in the Great War. That's how many names were etched around War Memorial Auditorium. But Lisa Boudreau of the State Museum says that was likely just a round figure. Historians think there could be 50 names that should be added to the monument, and Boudreau says there's room.
There's just a little bit of space on there, so who knows?
Boudreau wrote an entire book on American casualties from World War I called Bodies of War. She says it's no wonder all the counts are rough. Families were given the option to let soldiers be buried in well-cataloged government cemeteries in Europe, but most of them brought their loved one home, and many were buried in private cemeteries.
I went to a family plot out in Burns, Tennessee, near Dixon, and it was this lovely little headstone, and over it the family had built a little hut, red, white, and blue, with a little tin roof over it. And you could just peer inside and you could see the headstone that the family had raised over the remains.
Deaths like this show how complicated it is to track the casualties because he apparently got sick at a camp in New York and died there. Others died years after the war, but from injuries they sustained while in action. In the end, Boudreau says she's not so concerned about the exact tally of Tennessee deaths.
Perhaps it's more important what they did than how many there were.
Multiple historians say they already know of several casualties that were left off and should be added, including a handful of African-American soldiers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.